Today's Amud is Chagiga Vav Amud Beis. We're holding on Vav Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Abaye. So it says the Gemara Amar Abaye, Beishamai, the last thing we had mentioned was the Machlaikas between Beishamai and Beis Hillel. The Oilo that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar, was that an Oilas Tamid or was that an Oilas Re'iyah? Beis Hillel said that it was an Oilas Tamid, and Beishamai said back that no, it was an Oilas Re'iyah. So says the Gemara that Amar Abaye, Beishamai and Beis Hillel are not alone. Beishamai, who said that the Oilo that they brought was an Oilas Re'iyah, is not alone. Beishamai, Rebbe Eliezer, or Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yishmal, Kulu Sfirlu, all of them held that Oilas Shekriva Yisrael Bamidbar Oilas Re'iyah Havai. They all held that the Oilah that Klal Yisrael brought when they were in the Midbar, that Oilah was an Oilas Re'iyah. It's not just the Shita of Beishamai. Taisus points out that Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Yishmal, who said like Beishamai, why would they not go like Beis Hillel? It must be they held that Beishamai and Beis Hillel didn't actually have a machlekes about this, and they held that this is everyone's shita, that the oila that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar was an oilas re'iyah. Well, if you have the girsa of Rebbe Eliezer, it's not really very shver. Rebbe Eliezer, we know, is Rebbe Eliezer Shmutihu. He was a Talmud of Shammai. Memeil, it's not shver that he would be going like Beishamai. Al-Kopanim says Abaye that all of them held, Beishamai, Rebbe Lazar, and Rebbe Shmuel, they all held that the oilah that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar was an oilas re'iyah. Beis Hillel, Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Yosi Aglili, Kulu Sfirlu, oilah shekrivi Yisrael b'midbar, oilas tamid havai. They all held and know that the oilah that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar was an oilas tamid. So now the Gemara is going to go through how we know that this is each one of their shitas. So says the Gemara first, Beishamai, the fact that Beishamai held that the oilah that they brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Re'iyah is Hada Amaran, that we already said previously on this Amud, that that's what Beishamai held, that the Oilah that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Re'iyah. Rabbi Yishmael, how do we know that this is also the stance of Rabbi Yishmael? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yishmael Aymer, Rabbi Yishmael said that Klal Lois Nemru B'Sinai, the general dinim of mitzvahs, that was said in Har Sinai, but the details were not. Uprato is Ba'il Mayit. The details of the mitzvahs were only said by the Mishkan. By the Mishkan, when Hashem went, after the Mishkan was put up, and Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi'alei Kapayres, so that's when the details of the mitzvahs were taught to us. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva says that no, klalos upratos nemru b'Sinai. The generals and the details of the mitzvahs were all taught on Har Sinai. V'nishnu ba'ayil mayit. They were repeated. They were chazered over in the ayil mayit. V'nishtalshalu ba'arvis mayav. And they were then finally taught a third time in arvis mayav when Moshe Rabbeinu said over the whole Torah and Yonah D'yayman say for Devarim. So that's when they were taught a third time. But the details were said on Har Sinai. Now, how do we see from here that Rabbi Yishmael must have held that the oilo that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar was an oilas re'iyah? Says the Gemara like this. Because what was Rabbi Yishmael's shita? Rabbi Yishmael held that the details of mitzvahs were not said on Har Sinai, only the generals, only the klalis. Now, v'yisal kadaitach oilas shekrivi Yisrael b'midbar oilas tamid avoi. And if you're going to tell me that the Oila Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar before they had the Mishkan, the carbon that they brought in the Midbar, the Oila that they brought was an Oilas Tamid, so it would come out, it's before they learned the details of the Oilas Tamid, all they had was the general concept that you take the animal and you burn it completely Lashem. They didn't have the details that you're supposed to take off the skin, that you're supposed to cut up the animal and only then put the Basar onto the Mizbeach. They had thought that you're supposed to put the whole animal onto the Mizbeach. That wouldn't make any sense. Mi'ika midi dimei karo loy ba. Could it be that they brought a carbon, they brought the Oilas Tamid in the Midbar, and at that point it didn't need Hefshev V'Nituach, because they didn't yet know about Hefshev V'Nituach. They only learned the general ideas. They didn't learn the details. And then later on, after the Mishkan, so then it required Hefshev V'Nituach. That would be very unlikely that the details and the mitzvah of bringing the carbon Tamid, that would change, and therefore the Gemara says it's very unlikely that Rabbi Yishmael would hold that the Oilas that they brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Tamid. It must be that he held it was an Oilas Re'iyah. Now, how does saying that it's an Oilas Re'iyah help? You have the same problem. In Oilas Re'iyah, they must have brought that Oila at first without Hefshev V'Nituach, and then after the Mishkan, they brought it with Hefshev V'Nituach. So why does saying that it's an Oilas Re'iyah help? So Rashi, it's Meduyik in Rashi. Rashi seems to understand, because if it's an Oilas Tamid, which is a Chiyuv to bring every single day, so then it's very unlikely that Chiyuv would change. But if it was the Oilas Re'iyah, they weren't yet commanded to bring an oilas re'iyah, and therefore it's something that they would have, if that's what they were bringing in the midbar, it means that they brought it on their own. It was like a nedava. So the fact that that would change when it becomes a chayva, when it becomes a chiyav to bring it after the mishkan, the fact that that would change from originally not requiring hefshev nituach and then requiring hefshev nituach, that's not so shver. It's only shver if you held it was an oilas tamid, it was a chi of carbon, it was a chayva, and that change, that the halachas of it would change, that the Gemara finds shver, and it must be that Rabbi Shmuel held that the oilas that they brought in the midbar was not an oilas tamid, rather it was an oilas re'iyah. So Bishami held it was oilas re'iyah, Rabbi Shmuel now we're saying held it was an oilas re'iyah, and lastly says the Gemara Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi Lazar also held that it was an oilas re'iyah. How do we know the Tanya? Because like we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk says oilas tamid ha'asuya bahar Sinai. Rabbi Lazar explained that this oilas tamid ma'aseha nemru b'Sinai. The mitzvah was said on Har Sinai. V'hi atzma loy kerva. But lamaisa, it wasn't brought as a carbon after Matan Torah. Even though we were taught the mitzvah of oilas tamid, lamaisa says Rabbi Lazar, they didn't bring it as a carbon. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, that no, kerva v'shuv loy paska. That no, they brought it right away after Matan Torah, and then they never stopped bringing it. Now, the Gemara just, Agav has a kasha. What does Rabbi Akiva mean that they never stopped bringing it? Elamani mekayim, how do I understand the pasuk that Hashem criticizes Klal Yisrael and he says, Hazvachim mincha higashtim li b'midbar ba'im shana beis Yisrael, did you bring karbanis to me in the midbar, the 40 years that you were there? So how could Rabbi Lazar say that they stopped, that they didn't stop bringing the carbon? It sounds like they did stop bringing it. Hashem criticizes them that you didn't bring karbanis. So says the Gemara, and Klal Yisrael as a whole didn't bring it, but Shiftel Shalevi Shalei Avdu Avodah Zarah Hine Krivu Aisa. That the Shevet Levi, that they didn't worship Avodah Zarah by the Egel Azav, so they brought the carbon. The rest of Klal Yisrael didn't bring it because they were like in Nezifa. They had done the Cheda Egel, and they were like in Nezifa, they weren't right to bring the carbon. But Shevet Levi continued bringing the carbon. So that's why Rabbi Kiva was able to say that they brought the carbon tamid after Matan Torah and they never stopped. Al Kalpanim, what do you see from Rabbi Lazar Shita? Rabbi Lazar said that they were taught the mitzvah of carbon tamid on Har Sinai, but they didn't actually bring the carbon yet. So then it must be, according to Rabbi Lazar, which carbon oila were they bringing in the midbar? It wasn't an oilas tamid. He said they didn't bring it after Matan Torah. They only brought it later. So what was the oila that they brought in the midbar? That was an oilas re'i. So that's where we see that the Shita of Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Lazar is all that the Oila that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Re'iyah. Now to the other Shita. We said that Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili all held that the Oila that they brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Tamid. Says the Gemara, what's the Makar? So Beis Hillel held the Amaran. Beis Hillel, we already said on the previous Amud, that that's what Beis Hillel said, that the Oila that they brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Tamid. Rabbi Akiva, how do we know that that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that the oila that they brought in the midbar was an oilas tamid? So says the Gemara, Hanami Damaran. That also we just said, that Rabbi Akiva said that they brought the carbon tamid and they never stopped. So you see, Rabbi Akiva holds that the oila that they brought was an oilas tamid. Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now, how do we know that this is the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili? So says the Gemara, that already we need to bring a new, something new. So says the Gemara, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa. So the Braisa says like this, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Aimer, Rabbi Yosi Aglili taught us that Shalosh Mitzvahs Nitztavu Yisrael Ba'alaisim L'Regel. There are three mitzvahs, three karbonis, that Klal Yisrael have to bring when they're Eilu L'Regel. What are they? So there's the Re'iyah, V'Chagigah, V'Simcha. There's the carbon Re'iyah, which we said is a carbon Eilu. There's the Chagigah, which we said is a Shlamim, Shalmei Chagigah. And also V'Simcha, there's a carbon of Simcha, the Shalmei Simcha, which Rashi brings if a person doesn't have enough meat from other karbonis, so then he has to bring a carbon, another Shlamim, to have extra meat for Yomta, for Simcha Sachag. That's the carbon Simcha, the Shalmei Simcha. Now says Rabbi Yosi Aglili that there's differences between each one of these karbanais. Yesh b'ri'iyah she'ein b'shteyan. There's something unique about the ri'iyah that doesn't exist by the other two. V'yesh b'chagiga she'ein b'shteyan. V'yesh b'simcha she'ein b'shteyan. There's also something unique about the chagiga and something unique about the simcha. Yesh b'ri'iyah she'ein b'shteyan. There's something unique about the carbon ri'iyah. Sheha ri'iyah oila kula l'gvaya. That's the only one that's a carbon oila that goes completely tashem. Ma she'ein kein b'shteyan, which is not so about the chagiga and the simcha. Yesh b'chagiga mashen kein b'shteyan. There's something unique about the chagiga. Shechagiga yeshna lefnei hadibur, because the chagiga existed before the dibur. Meaning that's and they did not bring. But the mashen kein b'shteyan, which is not so mashen b'shteyan, which is not so by loylas ria and the shalmi simcha that didn't exist before the dibur. So what did they bring in the midbar? That must have been not an oylas ria. That must have been an oylas tamid. Like we just said, that's the shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now, once we mention it, we'll continue the brisa that yesh b'simcha mashein b'shteyan. There's also something unique about the simcha. Shah simcha neheges ba'anashim uvanashim mashein b'shteyan. Simcha is naig both by men and women, which is not so by the carbon re'iyah and the carbon chagiga. That's only by men. Al kapanim, we see that the shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglili is that the carbon oila that klai sabran in the midbar must have been a carbon oilas and Oilas Tamed and not an Oilas Re'iya, like Beis Hillel. Now, ask the Gemara, going back, we're going to backtrack a little bit. We said, Rabbi Yishmol, my time of Kamuk Mislei Kebe Shammai. What's the reason why we said, what was our whole raya that Rabbi Yishmol holds like Beis Shammai, that the Oilo, the Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar, was an Oilas Re'iya? What was our raya? Because we said it doesn't make sense to say it was an oilas tamid. Because Yisal kudaitach oilas shekrivi Yisal b'midbar oilas tamid avoy, miyik amidi demeikar levoy hefshe v'nituach, lubesoy v'oy hefshe v'nituach. We had a kasha there, Rabbi Yishmol held that the details of the mitzvahs were only given by the Mishkan. So in the midbar, if the carbon that they brought was an oilas tamid, it would come out that when they first brought it, it did not require hefshe v'nituach, and only later on it required hefshe v'nituach. And we felt that that was too shver, and that therefore it must be that Rabbi Shmuel held that the oilah that they brought in the midbar was not an oilas tamid. So what was it? It was an oilas re'iyah. Says the Gemara, is it really so shver that the carbon should change? That originally it should not require hefshe v'nituach, and then yes, require hefshe v'nituach? Is that so shver? We find the Tana that Taka holds like that. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Amar Oila Shekrivi Soba Midbar Oilas Tamid Avoy. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, we know, is of the position that the Oila that they brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Tamid, like we just brought from the Braisa. And it's going to come out that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that originally when they brought the Oilas Tamid in the Midbar, it did not require Hefshevinituach, and later on it did. How do we know that? We know that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that the Tamid, that the Oila that they brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Tamid. But how do we know that he held that at that point it didn't require Hefshe v'nituach? It's my first in the Braisa. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that Oila Shekrivi Yisrael b'midbar ain't a tuna Hefshe v'nituach l'fish ain't Hefshe v'nituach elam y'ayil ma'ev ve'elach. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that Oila that they brought in the Midbar, that Oilas Tamid, it did not require Hefshe v'nituach because Hefshe v'nituach only existed from the Ayil Mayid and onwards, because that's when they got the details of the mitzvahs. So you see that Rabbi Yosi held like Rabbi Yishmol that the details of mitzvahs were only given by the Mishkan, and Afal Pikin, he's comfortable saying that the Oila that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Tamid, and originally it didn't require Hefshe v'nituach. So what's your right that Rabbi Yishmol says not like that? So says the Gemara, Inachanami, Same Mikan Rabbi Yishmol. Inachanami, we talk, have no raya now that Rabbi Yishmol held like Beis Shammai. It could be Rabbi Yishmol held that the Oila, the Klai Sabran of the Midbar, was an Oilas Tamid. Now, ask the Gemara, now, we finished now with that Gemara. We explained all the different shitas and the rayas, or non-rayas, of what each shita held the way that they did. Now the Gemara has a new kash. By Rav Chista. Rav Chista asked the Shaila, Hai Kra Hechiksev. How are we supposed to read and understand the following pasuk? The pasuk says, "V'yishlach es nare bnei Yisrael v'yalu oilais." That the nare bnei Yisrael, the bechayres, so they brought oilais. Take out the word kvasim for a moment. We'll come back to that. The pasuk says that the narim that they brought oilais, v'yizbichu zvachim shlamim, and they also brought shlamim l'Hashem parim. And the pasuk concludes that what were these karbanos? They were parim. The shaila is, we'll say it outside and we'll read it inside again. The shaila is this that it says in the end of the pasuk that they brought parim, was that going on both the oilais and the shlamim that they brought? Or is it just going on the end of the pasuk? It's just going on the shlamim. It says they brought oilais, they brought shlamim, they were parim. Everything that they brought was parim. The oilais and the shlamim were all brought from cows, or it was only the shlamim that came from cows, and the oilais maybe came from kvasim. So now back in the Gemara, by Rav Chista had a shaila. Hai krahi chiksev. How do we read the pasuk? Do we say v'yishlach es nare b'nei Yisrael v'yalu oilais kama? They brought oilais kama. What were the oilais? A different animal. It was kvasim. And then the second part of the pasuk is a new thing. V'yizbichu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim. But parim is only going on the shlamim. The oilais were kvasim, and the shlamim were parim. Oidilma idi v'idi parim. Or maybe we read it as one long run-on sentence. There's no comma. It's one sentence. They brought oilais and shlamim parim. And both the oilais and the shlamim that they were brought, they were both parim. So parim havu. So says the Gemara, l'may nafkamina. What does it matter? Why are we trying to figure out so much what carbon, what animal they used to bring their kabanis in the midbar? Why are we focusing so much on this? So says the Gemara, marzutra amar lepisuk ta'amim. That the nafkamina is with regards to kriyas ha'taira in shul. How do you read the pasuk? Do you put in a snachta by the word v'yalu oilais or not? If it's v'yalu oilais kama, so you want to put a snachta there to show that it's a break, to show that there's like a comma, and then you, if that was kvasim, so you want to put a comma there. As opposed to if it was all parim, so then you don't want to put an asnachta there. You want it to be a run-on sentence. You don't want there to be a comma. So there's a nafkamina with regards to what trap to use by those words of the pasuk. Rav Acha bray the Rava Amar, he says a different nafkamina. If a person says, I'm pledging myself to give an oila, I want to bring a carbon oila, like the oila that they brought in the midbar. So what animal is he supposed to be bringing for his carbon oila? Parim havu, kvasim havu. Were they cows or were they kvasim? So that's the nafkamina in knowing whether or not they were parim or kvasim, is to know what type of carbon he's supposed to be bringing. Lamaisa says the Gemara that teku, that we don't know, that we have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to tell us which animal that they brought, which animal did they use to bring these oilas. It's interesting because Lamaisa, if you look in the Chumash, So the trap that we have is an asnachta. We have yalu oilis and we have an asnachta there. We have a comma there. Which means that really, kilu, our trap shows that the proper way to understand is that yalu oilis is kvasim. They brought sheep for that yalu oilis. And parim was just going on the word shlamim. The shlamim were consisted of parim, but the oilis consisted of kvasim. So what's the Gemara Shaila? If we see it in our trap that that's the proper way to read the pasuk, so then what's the Shaila? You have to say that Chazal weren't necessarily trusting our trap. Just like we have Chaseiris v'Yaseiris in our Sifrei Torah, we have sometimes extra Vavs or missing Vavs. So perhaps, even though it's true, we have the Mesaira that this is the trap, but it could be maybe Chazal didn't want to rely on that, and therefore Chazal asked it as a Shaila, and the Gemara has no clear Raya, so the Gemara said, Teiku.